The second Women's March is happening across the country tomorrow. After a year of uncertainty about health care, immigration, and women's rights, organizers expect thousands to march in Seattle. Allie Lee is an organizer for Seattle Women's March 2.0. She says this year's march isn't just about women.
People that have been on our boots on the ground for the past year that have not had the recognition in our communities, the immigrant marginalized communities that are threatened each day, our single mothers, our health care, our education has all been threatened this past year, and we're hoping to then bring light to these communities and organizations that have worked so hard, and then to move it forward into action throughout 2018.
So if there's so many communities being focused on in this year's march, why even call it the Women's March?
That's a great question. When we talk about women's rights, we talk about human rights. And it takes all of us to then move forward as far as for future generations.
What is your main hope for this march, along with the other events that are happening this weekend?
My main hope as far as what will happen during this march is that people will take action, which means understand the issues that are out there, understanding what they can do, take that next step and ask your elected official what they would like you to do.
Allie Lee is an organizer for Seattle Women's March 2.0. It will start with a rally at Cal Anderson Park at 10 a.m. tomorrow and end downtown. Organizers are urging people to take public transit.